the Lord. I know my shame and my home.
Kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall be never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice." Yes, we many times we hear the voice, His voice, His messages. But do we follow? It's not a question. You remember once Jesus was mentioning that after feeding the 4,000 people with fish and bread, all filled up, they follow a great crowd, follow Jesus. And then Jesus mentioned once, "If you do not eat my flesh, eat and drink my blood, you won't have eternal life." So many people left. They hear the word, but they left, because they said, "The word is so hard. How can we digest? How can we drink His blood, eat His flesh? Impossible." That's why they left. Of course, not all. It's always true. Many are called, few are chosen. The chosen one, Jesus asked them, "What about you? You still here? Why don't you go?" What Peter represented the people said, "Lord, in you there is eternal life, eternal word. Apart from you, where do we go?" This is faith. This is trust. I think Peter needed, he himself understand what the meaning by eating his flesh, drinking his blood. I don't think Peter will understand fully well. I think all will understand only after the Last Supper. Then when Jesus take the bread, "Take this and eat it. This is my bread. This is my body. Drink this. This is my blood." I think only at that moment they understand. Oh. But fortunately they say, "Lord, you have the eternal life. You have the word of life. Apart from you, where do we go?" You see, you need some humility, trust. I think this is a good word, especially when we, you know, have the veneration of the divine mercy. The simple word, trust. I think we need this trust. And when we say we follow Jesus, not one, only one for once and for all, then we follow. From experience, of course, 40 years ago, before the bishop, I promised to be faithful. Do you think in 40 years I'm always that kind of zealous as in the very first day of my priesthood? Of course not. After years, then you could be down and some distraction, some temptation, da da da. Especially when my friends, priest friends, left the priesthood, some went far away and then never come back, then you have think that all this can distract us. Jesus is very good, really, on my part. All the time, this is my 8th appointment in my 40 years as priest. I think every time the change of, not change of God, the change of my parish, something new for me, something of the change, I like it. Really, Jesus is helpful. Although we are not religious, we don't have to say the, like the religious people have the 3 vows, but we have to still observe the 3 spirit of vows. Obedience. Although you don't have a direct superior in the house every time asking for permissions, but we have the bishop. Those who listen to you and listen to me, Jesus said to the apostles, when we listen to him, so it's really, at times, maybe illogical, the transference from one place to another, why you stay there? It's always interesting. For example, last time before I was working in Taiwan. I supposed to work here for 5 years. After 2 years, from the bishop, of course the vicar general called me, but representing the bishop, Peter, we thought that we were sending you to Canada. I said, what? I'm just here for 2 years. I just started with the community. So what don't you think about the other person? Then he said, he's Dominic Chen, Vicar General. You are the first choice. Then I asked, who's the second choice? Then he said, my own business. If you want. So I say, give me time. Because of that year already, I booked my ticket. I have a sabbatical leave. I booked the ticket already to Canada. Earlier in May and June, no, there's a summertime. Then they asked me, when I have to go? In September. So already I booked the ticket already to Canada and then come back and go back again. It's some funny, you know? It's okay. Finally, I accepted. And as I mentioned in the past, I really enjoyed, not because of the good air, good food, good rest, and not much work. Of course, the pace is slower. Hong Kong is too fast. You know, when I went to Canada, the people telling me, your speed is Hong Kong speed. Even in Paris, you know, when they say these things, you know, when they say do one thing, they sit down and reflect and think how we can do. Maybe the next morning they will do it, you know. When I say yes, and the boop, the very second I go, already drive and go, why, no, father, don't go away. No, we didn't call them yet. You know, that's a Canada style. Wait and come. I'm still new there, no? So I'm always rushing. Hong Kong style. It's nice to change place because this by obedience. I listen to the voice of the bishop. So all the time when I say yes to any parishes or any institution, I was working in the seminary also for 3 years, 2 years, 2.5 years. I try to. It's interesting. Any place it's agreed by the bishop is always a blessing for us. So this is a security. I'm here not because I like to work here, because the bishop sent me here. This is the blessing. Those who listen to you, listen to me. That means listen to the Lord. It's important. For you, for me, it's more important to do the will of the Father. The Father, God the Father, through Jesus Christ, give the apostles some messages. And today, through the church, through the Pope, through the bishop, send us the messages. It's more important. So I like my vocation, although I'm not religious, but we have to live religiously. Not because I don't have the vows of obedience and I don't have to listen to anybody. This is my secretness of my mission, is because I have the bishop. Of course, some bishop, they taught one thing, another bishop taught another thing. You cannot imagine now, no? Bishop Zen say one thing, and the Bishop Tong another thing. One is another, no problem, quiet. Now, because today you might ask me, to whom you are listening to, what do you think? Of course, I listen to the bishop in power. Bishop Zen's already retired. I've listened to my boss. My boss is Bishop Tong. No? This is our safety guard of our mission. Whatever we do, follow the will of God through our superior. My superior, direct superior, is the bishop. So this is very true for you. Each one of you, I don't say you have a superior, but you have to do things out of love, out of trust, everything. Jesus, through other person that you have the kind of direction. We have to follow the direction of the Lord through people. As a matter of fact, Sister Faustina, Jesus always warned her. Even though Jesus was telling her many messages, but for to follow her spiritual life, Jesus told her, you have to listen, you have to obey your confessor, your spiritual director. Whatever he told you, what I'm going to tell you, is my word through him to you. Jesus works through people. Don't think that I had all the inspiration. I don't listen to this priest. You know, once when the superior was telling Sister Faustina that another priest is coming to visit, then asked her, do you want to see him? She said, no. He may not understand what I'm talking. Then the next moment, Jesus appeared to her. Wait. Be humble. You think that he doesn't know. Of course, the priest doesn't know anything. I mean, it's not omnipotent. It's not everything they know. But I'm working through him. I'm in him. I'm the one who gives the direction through him. That's why for three times, once my Heavenly Mother tell Faustina, humble, humble, humble. Because she's very easy to fall into the trap of pride. Because first of all, she got the inspiration from Jesus directly many times in his visions. He can see our Heavenly Mother. Most of the time he sees Jesus, he got the words inside here. So even though the community doesn't accept her very much, she can be proud. I don't care, you're my superior, you don't know anything. I got the grace. That's why our Heavenly Mother want her. Humble, humble, humble. I think this with me, I myself do need to follow these messages. Humanity is very important. Meaning all the arguments coming from your pride. Why? I say this and that, you know. Me time. Of course, I'm not always the listening. I feel angered because why don't you follow this? This isn't. This is sometimes, you know, the human weakness. But still, when we say we follow Jesus, then we have to say, Lord, I'm here, I'm listening. You know, the Lord is calling us all the time. He's waiting. He's standing outside our door. He is. He wants to be. But we close our doors. Of course, you may not say, oh, no, 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 Jesus, welcome. Where is your heart? You wait for so many other things. Do you remember Jesus says once to Martha? Martha, Martha, you are waiting for so many things. Of course, she's preparing the dinner, preparing the drink, preparing the table. Da, da, da. There's one thing that's important. Your sister Mary chose the best one. The one thing is to listen. How to listen? You are, we are distracted. First of all, you want to listen, first of all. If you don't have the desire, you don't have any energy for this. If you want, surely, whatever you want, you can make it. Jesus gave us the strength. But first of all, don't tell yourself that, oh, I'm working this, I cannot do these things, all the situations, give me time, give me chance. No. You are the boss of yourself. You can say yes or no. You don't tell that, oh, my situation is, I can't. All people get all their excuses to say no to the Lord. Just as the time when Jesus said this is, and they say, well, your word is very hard. Many times we say, wow, very hard, very difficult to follow, very difficult to forgive, very difficult to talk to that person, very difficult to work with him or work with her. And all the excuses will go away. What would Jesus do? Jesus always calm, willing to. Of course, not all the time you have to do all things. Not all the time you have to speak out. Keep silent sometimes. Many times we say for the sake of justice, you strike out. Not necessarily. If it is truth, Jesus work it out. Sometimes not your mission. You are not the Messiah. You are not the Savior. You are not a shepherd. Jesus is the only shepherd. We just follow Him. You see? For me, it's important to follow Him, His guide, His direction. For you, exactly the same. No difference. Not because I'm a priest, I'm ordained. I'm ordained only to serve the community. Nothing else. It's not my sanctity. Sanctification comes from mortification, humility, real service. You too. Although you say you work for people, but your heart is so hard. You're not listening so much. This is not obedience. This is not humility. So do as what Jesus would do. That's the best thing. I have to think in my place. If Jesus hear what He will do, I do it. You too. What will Jesus do? You do it. This is the way. This is that we listen. That's we say we follow. So that has really followed the Lord. And Jesus said very clearly, I know them and they follow me. So Jesus knows each one of you. He said, they follow me. Is it true or not? Wait, and then you say your yes to the Lord. So we pray together, ask the God to give all this grace, and said our creed. I believe in God,
the Father.